Edmonton's official Christmas station, Mix 107.9. It's Rob Christie in the morning. Happy and thrilled to welcome April from the Fort Saskatchewan Food Bank into the show this morning. Welcome. Great to have you here.
Oh, I'm really happy to be here. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, now let's talk about the big campaign that's underway. The Goodbye to Hunger campaign is in full swing. And you administer something special in this whole thing called the Food Recovery Program. Do you want to talk about that?
I do want to talk about that. They're two very different things, though. The Goodbye to Hunger is us, well, co-op being kind enough to welcome us in to the grocery store to raise funds for our Christmas campaign. The food recovery is something that happens 12 months of the year, you know, pretty well 7 days a week within the food bank. We are constantly taking in donations from the community, from grocery stores, from Walmart, of fresh and frozen produce. So the food recovery is specifically an entire team of us who goes through it and is able to glean as much of that for human consumption as possible.
Okay, so there's no waste.
There is
right?
No waste.
Because people wonder about that. All this food, what happens, it has an expiry date or whatever. This way, with this plan, then there is no waste.
There is no waste. And the food that we do receive that is not okay for people to eat actually goes to many different farmers within our community. So it never does reach the dump. Because we're feeding cows and pigs and goats as well.
So it's the ultimate recycling.
It really is.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Okay, let's talk about the need. The need. I mean, you know, many people listening are have good jobs and everything else, and they're going to have a happy holiday season, but that's not the case for everybody in Fort Saskatchewan, right?
No, unfortunately it isn't. We would all really love to be out of a job.
Yeah.
You know, that there wasn't the need. But for our Christmas hamper, from last year to the year before, it was up almost 36%. This year, although we're still accepting applications for the Christmas hampers, we're showing a need of up 16% at this point in time. So there is a bigger need in our community. And we all know that the price of groceries is right through the sky. So a Christmas hamper can just bring a little bit of that extra joy and fill a need during the Christmas season.
Okay, what's in the Christmas hamper?
Oh, there's so many lovely things. It is the regular food, 3 weeks, that if someone does get a Christmas hamper that they receive, all their non-perishables and all root vegetables and cereal soups, things like that. But as well, there's a full Christmas dinner and a Christmas breakfast, so bacon and eggs and juice, pancakes and syrup, as well. If there's a need, if there's children in the home, an application can be made for a gift for every child that's 17 and under, and that will be delivered with your hamper on December the 16th.
Okay, so I'm a mom and dad, and we're struggling. We're both working, but, you know, we're between the rent and the food and kids and Christmas. How do you apply for this?
Oh, there's several different ways you can apply. I think the easiest way right now is brand new to us this year, is you can just go on the Fort Saskatchewan Food Bank website, and there is an application process to fill out on site. If that's not something that you're comfortable with, you're always welcome to phone the food bank, make an appointment to come in, and someone can be there to help you fill out the application.
Okay. Now, we were talking off air here how generous this community is,
yeah, it's
right?
It's really quite remarkable.
Yeah. So what do we need? What people want to give? What do they need to give?
Well, we're always accepting cash donations, and then we can put that money directly to specific needs. We are accepting unwrapped gifts. I think some of the biggest needs right now might be for teens. So gift certificates to fast food joints or Walmart in a $20, a $25 increment. Books are always welcome, especially teen books. Toiletries are also important, packages for both male and female. We always accept markers, crayons, coloring books, headphones like earbuds,
right, okay,
for teens. Those are some of the things. But we also have need for some very specific foods as well. Instant packages of oatmeal. We're accepting there's a need for coffee.
Flour? Ready. Is that something?
No, no? I don't think flour's on our list. Sugar is definitely on our list. Pasta sauce is there as well. And ready-to-eat soups, as well as sidekicks. Sidekicks, yes. All right. Although we will happily take anything that people are willing to give us that's edible, for sure.
Okay, fantastic. And they can donate. I know there's a big bin at the North Central Co-op there.
Yes.
Or take it directly to the food bank, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And if you want to, the thing about donating cash is that you know what the greatest need is, right? So you don't wind up with like a mountain of Kraft dinner when you know that's going to last, you know, even that has an expiry date on
it too,
right?
Absolutely.
So you can donate directly on the online, right?
Yes.
What's that website again for?
It is the Fort Saskatchewan Food Bank.
Right.
If you just put that into your Google search, our website will come right up, and there's a donate button right at the top. It'll bring you to Canada Helps, and Canada Helps, whatever you donate, will email you directly a receipt for the amount that you donate.
Oh, right. So it's tax deductible as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And if you donate on directly at the North Central Co-op, and you can there at the cashiers or whatever, Co-op, for every $10 donated, will donate $1 to the Fort Saskatchewan Food Bank,
That's correct.
Oh, that's great.
And we are at Co-op this week from noon until 6. We have a table there, so if you'd like to get directly to the food bank.
Mix that up there,
We have volunteers there to meet and greet you. So if you'd like to come in with a donation, we are there between 12 and 6. You know, accompanied by Mix, both yesterday and today.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, April. Thank you for the wonderful work you and everyone at the Fort Saskatchewan Food Bank does.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Wow, you're bringing Christmas to people who otherwise probably wouldn't have much of a Christmas, right?
Well, every time in our life, we need a hand up. So it's actually a gift to be at one end instead of the other end at different parts and different times in our lives.
Yeah. Well, thank you, April. And on behalf of Edmonton's official Christmas station, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Rob Christie in the Morning on Mix 107.9 is brought to you by Arctic Chiller, where it's all about you, your bottle, your brand. Discover the power of personalized refreshment with our customizable bottled water. Build your bottle today and make a lasting impression.